Audio tutorial. Data handling. Claim reserve. Traditional. Step 1. The data enterer, presumed to be Self-Funding Actuarial Services Incorporated, receives a request from Administrators Inc., a TPA, to provide a traditional claim reserve for its client, ABC Manufacturing Company, with a valuation date of December 31, 2009. The submitted data and documentation may be seen by the listener by going to awpse.com and clicking on Sample User on the left menu bar, and then select Book in the second paragraph at the next site, and then at the next site you'll select Appendix C. From there, you will select 2A, which is the completed data transmittal form. Additional items of information that were obtained by the TPA in this sample include A, prior posted claim reserves, which were $614,141 as of June 30th, 2008. B, purpose of the claim reserve is for the accountant to use in the filing of the IRS Form 990, the Tax Qualified Trust. C, medical and RX claims were included in these submitted claims. And D, the incurred date for laggedness purposes is 1, date of discharge for institutional care, and 2, date of delivery for maternity care. Step 2. The data enterer completes the transmittal memorandum, which the eligible user uses to enter the data onto AWPSE under the plans, addresses, and valuation subsites. And then the robot does the calculations for this claim reserves work product, and the attendant actuary will review this work product, and then it is emailed to the client and the appropriate addresses on the transmittal form. This concludes the audio tutorial, Data Handling Claim Reserve Traditional.